Just once.
Sweet Home Alabama. Is that what you're looking for?
No.
Coming from L.A.
One time. We got to do it right the first time.
Give me an R!
Give me an O! Give me a B!
B!
And what does that stand for? Okay, let's bring the energy really, really high up before we go to lunch. And I'm sure Howard's got something great for us. Here we go, Howard.
I'm pretty sure that my rate of vibration is at an all-time high right now. How is Mr. Tommy Mello? Huh? All right. Well, listen. The fun is over. Now it's time to get to work. I'm about to work you. Okay? We're going to need to make sure that everybody has a handout because we're going to do a workshop. We're going to do a workshop. You know what that means? Who can tell me what? When I do a workshop, what does that mean? That means you work, I shop. What kind of work are you doing? We're going to work on our future. Because here's the challenge. The challenge is, Tommy said it a few minutes ago. Was he good or what? Like, that was a master class. We're going to transcribe that and break that down. That was a master class, right? Would you agree with me? Yes. Handouts are in your folders. Did you leave your folder at home last night? Here's my guess. My guess is that my team already knew that we'd probably have to replenish. That's my guess. Was that right? Good guess. 50-50, okay, 50-50. Where's Renee? 50-50. 50-50, remember? We're in Destin. Everybody asks me now when I tell them that I live in Houston and in Destin. They go, well, how much time do you spend in Florida? And how much time do you spend in Houston? It's like, so I go through this whole thing like, well, you know, we live in Florida in the summertime and then in the wintertime, blah, 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 blah. So we're having a retreat at the Noble House. We're at dinner, and I was sharing that. I don't know why I asked Renee, but I asked the group. I said, can y'all help me solve this? And Renee, I think it was, came up with 50-50. 50-50. So now when people ask me, I just go, she might ask me some good coaching questions first. And we determined that's probably 50-50. You know? So just say 50-50. Let's make it easy. So that was just a little chatter so that you could get your handouts ready. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Who's ready? Say yes.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. So here's the challenge. The challenge is, as Tommy said, what? You ready, Tilly? Tilly, you ready to go to South Carolina? Sunday afternoon, Monday morning, woo! I hadn't signed the contract yet, but I'll sign it tomorrow morning probably. It'll be on their desk Monday morning unless I find problems with it. Okay, here's the problem at a conference. Did y'all get a lot of information? Some of y'all have been here since Wednesday morning. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, almost 2.5 days. Plus, we had evening sessions. The problem is information overload. And if you did not bring your team with you, now you have another problem. Thank you very much. How many of you brought a team member with you? Let me see your hands. Give these folks a big hand clap and make that commitment. I think what Tommy said was great. Like, he puts a lot of money into, I love what he said about training, you know. I don't remember exactly how he said it, but he said, we don't do training. We are training. You train somebody for 2 weeks and then put them out there from now on? No. constant training. There's no way on God's green earth that you'll be able to go back and communicate everything that you need to your team. Period, end of story. So at least get the leaders here. Because part of this scale process is developing leaders. So what I'm going to do is I am going to walk you through 7 coaching questions to get you from where you are right now to where you want to go. The reason that I have Dave Ramsey on the stage is we're going to be doing an event in October with Dave Ramsey. But really it's there because as I was looking for pictures, his picture came up. And I said, well, that's good. That works. And I was like, okay, well, what does it really have to do with what we're talking about today? That guy right there is a billionaire. But before he was a billionaire, he was broke. And before he was a billionaire, he was a one-person operation on the radio in the middle of the night when nobody was listening. Nobody's watching. That's where we're all going to start. So I'm going to walk you through 7 coaching questions. You may have heard these before, but that's okay because we have certain tools that we need to use over and over and over. Mr. Duran. Y'all like, which one? Are there certain tools in roofing that you use over and over and over again? Every job?
What's that again?
Is there certain tools that you use in a roofing job over and over and over again?
All day long.
All day long, right? So you don't go, well, thank you very much. That was it. It wasn't like anything like a big deal, but we should probably give him one of my phenomenal business success books. There you go. That one. That's a good one right there. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we're going to go through some tools that we need to use over and over and over. And one of the tools is these 7 coaching questions. Because these will help you get from where you are right now to where you need to go. It's like a hammer. It's like a tool that you use over and over. And that man right there has been through it, and now he's over the top. Okay, so the first thing is provide a place in your handout so that you can record this acronym for SCALE. Does Tommy have some systems? Have they duplicated a culture? Do they have some automation in place? 100%. Has he duplicated leadership? 100%. And are they just like, what did he say about ruthless prioritizing? Is that how he said it? Like execution. How do you get that many units and that many people executing on a daily basis? Systems, culture. Automation helps the team to execute easier, doesn't it? Yeah. And then when you're not doing training, but you're being training all the way through the organization, people learn a different way to think. They learn a different way to act. Execution. You can't scale if you can't execute. Before we go there, he also said something that was very interesting, and that is that you got to dial this one location in before you can duplicate it. You got to dial it in before you can duplicate it. So I want to remind you of the 5 stages of business growth. How many of you are familiar with this organizational chart right here? This is one of our tools. This is one of the first things that you saw when you came through boot camp. And this is what I showed you. This is the organizational chart of just about every small business on the planet. Right? Y'all remember that? How many of you got a little bit sad when you saw that? You got a little bit like, oh, overwhelmed. Yeah. It's overwhelming. That's 24/7. Some of you are still there, or still close to that. It's okay. We don't come here because we got it all together. We're in a church. We don't come to church because we got it all together. The preacher doesn't even have it all together. I do have one regret. The pastor of this church was in the back when I came up on the stage, and he left before I could introduce him to you guys, but I was going to be like, you know, you ought to have a song like Sweet Home Alabama that they introduce you to every Sunday. You'll tell them. They go to church here. Yeah. So Neil's awesome. So the point is that we have to, these are the 15 functions that have to happen in any business, the five systems, the levels, the functions, and the left side, the leadership side, that's training and all those kinds of things. So the first S, the first level, the first stage of growth is survival. You start your business and you're just trying to survive. You know, you're just trying to put money in the bank, right? But at some point, maybe when you got here, you went to the next level and you started building systems. By the way, personal performance is required to grow. How many of you have noticed that every one of these phenomenally successful leaders that you meet, what do they talk about? They talk about personal habits. Man, I went home yesterday convicted after Dave Anderson. The first time I got convicted by him is he talked about his garage. His garage is like an indoor room, like motivational posters and everything, and everything's like all decked out. He said, I just want to feel good when I drive in. And so whenever Tommy Mello's people came and to start working on my garage door, I didn't realize how rusty the thing was. I've been living right back here for, 28 years? 28 years. I didn't even notice the garage is someplace to store stuff. But got a couple nice cars. I thought, okay, keep them in the garage. Now I need a garage door. That looks nice. I got lights. I got a camera. I got a new door. Like, maybe it's time to fix up the garage a little bit. So I was backstage with Dave, and I said, listen, about your garage. Because he's got the floor coated, you know, the whole nine, right? And I said, do you and your wife have junk? She goes, well, yeah, everybody's got junk, but we limit it. So his wife's Christmas decorations, for example, because I kind of brought that up. He said, we have a room for that in the house. 700 square feet. Kind of reminds me of my friend Chief Daniels. How many of you have been to Chief Daniels' mansion with me? 26,000 square feet. They got 2,400 square feet upstairs for the Christmas decorations. Because the Christmas tree is about as tall as this ceiling, and I promise I'm not exaggerating. Honey, is that true? Yes. I've been offering to, you know, we have a piece of land behind our house, and I've been offering to put up some kind of structure that could be kind of like a warehouse for you know, Christmas stuff, but Denise won't let me do it. So now I have a new plan. Yeah, we can fill the whole garage up with Christmas stuff. I'll build a garage in the back. Get a couple new cars, 4-car garage. It looks like a house back there, but just drive the cars around the house. Honey? She said no. All right. So the point is that you got to learn how to get up, dress up, show up, and tie up your shoes if you're going to be successful. And many people are not successful in business because they're not successful personally. Right? The phenomenally successful person performs. Personal performance. If you can't show up on time, you can't get there. If you can't follow the script, you can't get there. What does Ellen Rohr and Tommy Mello and all these people have in common? They're not letting slackers just sit around on their payroll. It's not mean. It's not fair to have slackers on your team to everybody else. I want to make sure I know where the video camera is. Is it Kira? Yeah. Give Kira a big hand clap. Woo! What's his name? Isaac. And Isaac. Give Isaac a big hand clap. Woo! So I want to make sure you got me when I say this part. The number one reason that people aren't successful is because of what? The number one reason people don't grow is?
FTI.
Failure to implement. Man, I was really challenged yesterday when Dave Anderson was talking about, because the last time he was here, how many of you know we get these great speakers, you get a little bit more each time, right? So last time he was here, he's like, the way you do one thing is how you do everything. I'm like, I don't think so. But then I got it last night. Like, the reason his garage is like that, the reason his, you know, landscape and his yard, because he just wants excellence in everything that he does. I was thinking about my yard. It's like, the Game Changers had a little challenge the other day. They were going to have Wednesday night, they were going to have a meeting at the Airbnb, and the Airbnb's this wasn't a good host, said, you can't have a party here. I said, well, we're right down the street. Come to my house. And we had a freeze, and all the plants are dead and everything. And, you know, I've been neglecting my patio for I don't know how many decades. And Michael Killen looks out there at the patio. I'm like, man, get the shades down. Like, he's like, we need to help you with that. So I have a renewed interest in getting every area of my life right, you know. Personal performance is required to grow. There she is. She's stealth. Systems performance. Your systems have to work if you're going to grow. That gives you the stability. Because, you know, when you're in survival mode, you're just like, just reactive, right? You're just putting out fires. You're a fireman. Or a fire woman. Met a woman on the plane one day. Denise and I were traveling somewhere. It's fascinating. She was a fire woman, fire person. I don't know what you call it, fire woman?
Firefighter.
Firefighter. Okay, that was easy. I learned from my mentor, my friend, Michael Gerber, who lives 30 minutes from here, number one leadership expert in the world. The way I got started in this whole systems thing is I read his book, The E-Myth. And he said that the secret of a business, the secret to success is the system. That's why I called my book, the five secrets of a phenomenal business. The secret is the system. What did Tommy say just a second ago? If you create the right formula, the winning formula, and you just follow that formula, you follow the script, you follow the process. As some people say, honor the process, and the process will honor you. We got to stay on that. And that gives us stability, because a system is going to inform, if this happens, you do that. If that happens, we do this. And there's a lot to that level, isn't there? A lot. It's overwhelming. Can I tell you something? Got bad news for you. You ain't never going to be done improving your systems. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. Systems are the secret to business success. Number three, leadership is required to grow. You're not successful in business, in my mind, until you learn to be a leader. How can I say that? There's plenty of business owners that have a nice job. Have a nice job. But hopefully you have a great retirement plan, a great investment plan. Hopefully you have disability insurance. Because if you're at the survival level, it's all on you. You go, the business goes. And you can have all the systems that you want, but until you become a leader, you're not going to be able to influence other people. You're not going to be able to grow to the next level. You're not going to have the ability to move to the next level. This whole thing is about duplicating. Duplicating yourself, duplicating the systems. I loved what he said about delegating. I love this acronym, DEAL. He did it a little bit of a different way, but it's delegate, eliminate, automate, and that'll liberate you. Everything rises or falls on leadership. And the toughest person to lead is, go back to the survival level, personal performance, then systems. And then we need to perform as a leader. Leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. How do you gain influence in someone else's life? By adding value to them. Mr. Ziegler said that you can have everything in life you want if you'll just help enough other people get what it is that they want. That's leadership. I love how Tommy loves his people. I love how he helps them set those goals. Leadership. Dale Carnegie said that leadership is the ability, the leadership is helping others, gaining the willing cooperation of others to achieve a goal. Goal, willing cooperation. Why are they willing? Because you've added value to them. Dwight Eisenhower said that leadership is the art of getting someone else to do something you want done because they want to do it. Man, one of the things I've just really been realizing lately, and that, again, Tommy shared on the stage, is that you want people who respect themselves enough that they don't want to fail themselves. Because if they're just doing it for you, or they're doing it out of obligation, then there always has to be some external motivating force. You got to keep them pumped up. I don't want to be mean. I don't want to be ugly, as my friend Dr. Rome would say. But I have to say this. One of the dumbest things that we can say as a leader, if we want to grow, is just do what I say. Don't ask me why. The why is the most important. Because if they know the why, if they know the purpose, if they know the culture, if they know the why, they'll find a way. How many of you have heard that? When you know your why, you'll find your way. They'll figure it out. And then if you are being training and they know the steps, then they'll do it the right way and they'll know why they're doing it. They're not doing it just to check off a box. You're here because you want to grow to the next level. Is anybody here done growing? No, you're here because you want to grow. And I'm telling you, what really inspires me is to see you guys grow. This man right here, Josiah, stand up for me for a second. Come over here. Yeah, I need to put in my debrief that we asked them. I was here. I was walking through. And the piano was supposed to be out here so that this man could play the piano. Now, you had a blue jacket yesterday that matches all this. Can you tell me about your suit here?
Can I tell you about my suit? Well, I did Kick Charge with the rebrand, and these are my company colors, and so I decided that I'm going to wear my company colors. And I love my company colors, so.
Bro.
And my wife thought I was a little crazy, but.
Your wife thought you're a little crazy. Where is she?
She's not here.
Oh, she was here yesterday. What happened? Oh, she wasn't here.
No.
Okay.
Yep.
What'd she say? What'd she say?
Girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
Yeah. 15 years, very happily.
I don't. 15 years, very happily. Girlfriend?
Married.
Oh, yeah. Married. Wait, you just said it was your girlfriend. Anyway.
I actually refer to my dog as my girlfriend, but that's a whole different thing.
I think it's time for us to let you go ahead and be done. Anyway, nah, I love this guy. The reason. I didn't pick him out just because of the suit, because I think it's phenomenal. And these other guys that got the pink, where are they?
Right here.
Oh, you're pink yesterday. We're not pink every day. Someday. Okay. Listen, I love it. I love it. So I guess I'm going to get like a blue and white suit. I don't know if I need stripes or what, but that's
stripes
branding. That's branding. But the main reason I wanted Josiah to share is because I saw in your testimonial that there was a time when you were basically in your business and you learned through all of this how to work on the business, right?
And then I was forced into it when I broke my leg and I could no longer work in the business.
Sometimes bad things look lead to good outcomes. Thank you very much. Give Josiah a big hand clap. You probably have all of my books, but if you don't, you're welcome to get one that you don't have. Okay, moving on. The next stage is significance. This is when you start growing your team. You can't grow a team if you're not a leader. A phenomenal team member doesn't want to follow somebody who ain't a phenomenal leader. I learned from John Maxwell that once you get a taste of significance, success will never satisfy. You have all the cars you want, all the houses you want, make all the money. What did Tommy say up there? Fulfillment. I have a plaque on my desk that says, success is making a difference in the lives of others. Happiness is watching them grow because of it. Significance. When you see a young man like Santiago Arango, who started with us when he was 17 years old, 42 today, master coach, just specimen of a human being, give Santiago a big hand clap. That makes you proud, man. That's fulfilling. when you see Johan in here and he's about to go start up our second location. We're buying this company in South Carolina. Still got his hands on this one here, and he's like the conductor. And then once you get that second location, then you can do the third location, fourth location. And then, I don't know, maybe I'll be up here with a $1 billion valuation. I don't know. But I'm not doing it for me. We're fine. We got money. We got beach house. We got grandkids. We're good, right? But they're young, and I want to make sure that I leave enough behind for them to sink their teeth into. Right, Chief? Right, Coach?
Leave a little something.
Leave them a little something behind. By the way, just to remind everyone also, Dave Anderson, who was here yesterday and last night, is famous for saying this. If you have a dream, but no team, you have to give up the dream or build up the team. Now, if you have a phenomenal dream, but your team still ain't there yet, you're going to struggle. If you have a phenomenal team, but you don't have a phenomenal dream, they're like, well, they're going to get bored. They're going to go somewhere else. And listen, I'm not saying that you're not going to have people on your team that just want to be at that entry level. But everybody has goals. That person working in the warehouse, that person that's fixing the garage door, they all have goals. But they don't. Those kind of people don't want to work with people who don't have goals. Where are we going? Why are we going there? That's what they want to know. What's in it for me? Everybody listens to the same radio station, right? What's it called? WIIFM. What's in it for me? Finally, before you can scale, before you can do what Ellen Rohr's done, before you can do what Tommy Mello's done, before you can do what Angie Snow did, your organization has to perform. What did Tommy say? You can't duplicate something that's not working. Well, if you can, but if you do, you're just going to have double the mess. You have twice the mess. If you don't already have people and processes in place and profit that's working, and you duplicate that, you're just going to duplicate a mess. That's when you can scale. That's what being able to scale is all about. Y'all think that Tommy Mello is living his biggest life? Seems like he's pretty balanced, too. Got baptized, engaged, understanding that all this money don't. What's going on over here? We're not going to mention that part. Yeah. I could call him, put him on speaker, Breeze in the car. Lindsay Castelli wants to know, when are y'all getting married? It's true. Some people take longer than maybe we think they should, whatever. Ain't none of my business. But I know he loves her. I know he loves his people. And yeah, they should probably get married. Okay. Number one. Question number one is called the clarity question. So fill that in. The clarity question. Scale, sell, or if you're from Lower Alabama, scale, sale. One person got that. Like Southern accent, sell is sale. I'm gonna sell something. We're not talking about getting on a boat either. We're talking about closing a sale. I'm gonna close some sales, okay? Some sales. You sound funny when you say that. Sales. Or serve. Listen. What if you want to just get your business turnkey so you can do ministry work? You don't want to fool around with, you know, start another business or another location or whatever. That's fine. What if you want to sell it? Where's Mark at? Mark just sold his business. He went from 500,000 to 2 million, 5 million in Inner Circle, sold it to private equity, got the second highest price in all the companies that they bought. Can I tell them the rest of it, what you told me a while ago? They're about to go through another process where you're going to get more money. I said, you're about to turn into my friend Alan O'Neill. He gets to 10 million, sells the company. They said, well, why don't you run the company? So he gets money for the sale. He gets money to be the CEO. Then they sell it again, makes a whole pile of money. And then they sell it a third time. Sold it three times. And he kept stock and kept reinvesting. And like, he's a plumber. He started out as a plumber. He told me he's a multi-gazillionaire now, right? And he told me that when he goes to a party or whatever, you know, Christmas party or whatever, people ask him what he does. He said, I'm a plumber. What an inspiring story. Comes to the U.S. from Ireland on a scholarship. Not a scholarship. What was it called? When you win something. Lottery. That's it. And I'm glad y'all are here to help me out. Aw, thank you. Works for a plumbing company. Ends up with his own truck, one truck company. Builds it up to 10 million, right here in Houston. Builds it up to 10 million, sells it, and the rest, as they say, is history. Yeah? Scale, sail, or serve. You get to do whatever you want to do. That's the beauty of this. When your business is turnkey, you get to do whatever you want to do, when you want to do it, where you want to do it. I learned this exercise from Ellen Rohr called the perfect day exercise. Where do you wake up? Who are you with? What do you do in the morning? What do you do at lunch? What do you do in the evening? You visualize your day. And as Earl Nightingale said, whatever we plant in our subconscious mind and nourish with repetition and emotion eventually becomes a reality. You are what you think. That's why it's so important to watch our thoughts, watch our words, because they do become habits, and your habits determine where you end up. Okay, so where are you going? When I first got my business turnkey, the clarity question, this is all I wanted. I just wanted to be able to go to the beach when I wanted to go. That's it. And then y'all happened. I started sharing my systems and what I did because I didn't see anybody around me that was telling the truth. They had a bunch of hype, bunch of phew. I was like, no, somebody needs to tell the truth. I wasn't planning all this. One thing leads to the next. And I had, you ready for this? Phenomenal products. I had a little package of products in 1998. You ready? For $199. I had a little ad in the trade magazine. It's a black and white, you know, like glamour shot. Thought I was all that. I wonder how many people were ran away because of that ad. So some of you need to fix your website because they're not opting in, they're opting out, okay? All right, number two is the cause question. As you look at your goals, where you want your business to be, why are you doing it? How many times did you hear Ellen Rohr, Tommy Mello, Dave Anderson, Angie Snow, every single speaker that we had here ask you, what do you want? Why do you want it? You got to sit with that. You got to figure that out. Most people, as Mr. Ziegler said, they're a wandering generality. They don't know what they want. They're just existing. Most people are just wandering around following the masses. What is it? Whatever's on TV. They're adopting this mindset, and they're just pure lies. Oh, you can't do that. Who do you think you are? Money doesn't grow on trees. This is a money tree. Your business is a money tree. Just look at it that way. By the way, for those of you who are not familiar, oops, honey, I'm sorry. This is my family. I didn't realize that you'd be in the room. My wife doesn't like that picture of her, so. It's a great picture, isn't it? Thank you. Tell her that for me, will you? Of course, this is Christian, and this is my daughter-in-law. Oops, my daughter-in-law, Susie. And these are our two little curly-headed cuddle muffins, Gigi and Eli. Now, Gigi's 7, okay? And I'm telling you, she is a phenomenal artist. She is a phenomenal artist, okay? So she's going to be one of our vendors today. And she's going to be back there at my table with me. And she's going to be doing portraits. So if you'd like for Gigi to draw you, it takes her about 5 minutes. I mean, she's real quick. She did Austin. I was like, whoa. So somehow Denise came up with the idea that she could come and draw for you. I think she'll be here during lunchtime. She'll be here this afternoon. And it's no charge, but you got to tip her. She's going to have a tip jar. And I'm going to be sitting next to her as her manager. Watching them tips go in there like, that was good. That was good. I think you can do better than that. That was pretty good. Like, give me that back. No, just kidding. All right. The conflict question. What is your biggest challenge? It's great to know where you're going. It's great to know, you know, why you're going there. But you got to get the obstacles out of the way. I know you've done this assessment a million times. I know that. But this is one of our tools. Use a nail gun every day. You need to use a hammer every day, right? This is your nail gun. This is your hammer. It's important. And by the way, how many of you in this room have done these assessments over and over, and you have seen growth? Yeah. You've seen the improvement. That's so, it's wonderful to be able to go back and see your progress. So we're going to take just a couple of minutes. I want you to do your personal and your business. And you know how this works. You rate each one of these items on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being poor, 10 being phenomenal. Ready, set, grow. I know some of you in boot camp did this day before yesterday, so work on your will of life, because we didn't do that one the other day. If you're not the business owner, you're not a leader in the business, still fill it out, because we're interested in how you see the business. Number four, the curriculum question. So you're going to look at these assessments, and you're going to determine, what do you need to be trained on? What do your people need to be trained on? What do you need to learn? Because more than anything else, right here, we are a learning organization. We're a coaching organization, because here's what we know. By the way, is there anybody in here that got a perfect score on their life or perfect score on their business? Anybody? Anybody? You did?
No, mine's a potato.
Yours is a potato. I like you. Huh? We all got work to do. You're never done. You're never done working on your life. You're never done working on your business. Okay? All right. Number five, the coaching question. As I have worked through these stages myself, at each level, you want to know what was attached to the breakthrough? A coach. When I was in survival mode, I had 7 employees, but I mean, everything revolved around me. Nothing moved without me touching it. Like, guys in the back of the shop, it's August, he's sweating, and I'm out there with him sweating. I'm like, okay, turn that right there. I'll be back in a minute. I go in, and there's a stack of phone call messages because the people I had in the office didn't have the script or the system. They didn't know how to answer the question. So I'm sweating all over those messages, like, okay, like, yeah, we'll be out there. And my mentor came by, Bill Beckham. Some of you guys met him about 2 or 3 months ago. And he's looking around. He's like, he's seeing the chaos. He's like, Howard, you need the E-Myth. And I'm like, what's an E-Myth? It's a book that's written by Michael E. Gerber. Read the E-Myth, started building systems. And I had my eyes, my vision was be turnkey. Why? So I can be on the beach. Then, once I got my business, the systems working out, I began to realize that I was a very good leader. And then I got somebody by the name of Mr. Rick Jones, who started teaching me leadership. And then, of course, I learned from Zig Ziglar, Michael Gerber, John Maxwell, Brian Tracy, and what I realized is that, so here's the question. Does everybody need a coach?
Yes.
Does everybody need a coach?
Yes.
Do we need a coach in every area of our life?
Yes.
Do we need a coach in every area of business?
Yes.
So 7 spokes on the wheel of life, five spokes on the wheel of business. I need 12 coaches. I don't think if you can get one good one that can fill in all the gaps. Aha, aha. I love that the game changer table, they fill in the blanks before I ask them to. Okay, so yes. So what we've done here is we have built a community of people. Ellen Rohr, help you be successful financially. People in marketing, people in sales, people in operations, people in leadership, people who are great coaches and mentors. Brant, is it true that now you have a team running your business for you? Yes, sir. Was it that way when you came into the inner circle? No, sir. This man's been working with Mr. Rick Jones. One coach ain't gonna do it. And here's the thing, too. That coach might be a good coach if they're like a really good coach to pull stuff out of you. But it's better if you have a coach who knows how to pull stuff out of you, but also has a system and the experience, like Mr. Rick Jones. Somebody that's been around, seen it happen. And that's what we've done here is we've created a community. Number 6, the compass question. What's your plan? I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand. I'm going to ask you to ask yourself this question. Are you using this phenomenal document that we have called the Phenomenal Business Growth Plan? Nerd. May I? I just want to hold it up. Here's someone who's growing. Why? Because she's using the planner. If you're going to get somewhere where you've never been, you need a road map. You not only need a guide, but you also need a map. Because the guide's not going to be there to drive for you. Yes or yes? Okay, number 7. When do you want to arrive? When do you want to be turnkey? You can get turnkey in 3. Turnkey in 3 years. But you got to stay focused. You got to be diligent. You got to show up. You got to do the work. And there's many of you in here that are doing the work. And it's paying off. The results are there. Okay. I want to do something new. And I'm looking for 10 people who want to take the journey with me. You ready?
I'm ready.
You ready? You ready? You ready? You ready? You ready? You ready? Ready? You ready? Okay. I got more than 12. That's fine. I can take up to 20. I'm doing a new mastermind with Angie, with Ellen, with Mr. Steve Baker, and with myself. And we have the view of scaling the business in mind. I don't care where you are right now. What's going to help you scale up is by starting. You don't have to be great to start, but you do have to start. And so we'll help you get through those levels to where you can get to the place. Why do you want to scale anyway? Even if you don't want to scale, if you want to serve, you want to sell, get that infrastructure in place so that you can be in a position to scale, sale, or serve. Sales, Mr. McGill. So I did something yesterday. I invested a lot of money for y'all. Not for me, but for y'all. Yesterday, I officially became, well, I'm not there yet, but I'm starting the process. I signed up, I paid the money to become a scaling up coach. A scaling up coach. It's a very high level program. I invest a lot of money and I want to take you on that ride with me. Okay? So, what we're going to. All right. Nice. Okay. Most small business owners or most small businesses are small. You want to get to the point where the scaling up coach is moving fast. But you don't want to be an elephant because big and bulky, things aren't working. It's slow, and then they mess it up. Anyway, so scaling up is a great program. We're going to be working on strategy. We're going to be working on execution. We're going to be working on cash. And you got the big experts involved in this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to teach once a week. Game Changers, y'all stole my Friday at 10 o'clock, so I'm going to do this Friday at 9, but y'all are going to still be able to be involved, okay? So that means you got to spend 2 hours with each other. Aww, I know some of y'all can't stand that. For those of you that are newbies in my mastermind, I'm going to do another 8 weeks on coaching for performance. That is the best leadership book ever written in my mind. But it's not enough to just read the book. You got to learn the process, okay? We're going to also do 8 weeks of The Great Game of Business, and I'm going to do another 8 weeks of The One Thing. So that's me. So then we're going to have Angie Snow June 18th and 19th in Destin. And the focus is scaling the leader to scale the business. They were at $7 million when they got their buyout. And they did very well. The greatest life lesson I've ever learned is this. Get around people who who have already done what you want to do, who are already where you want to be. Tommy said that. Any highly successful person is going to tell you that. That's the secret. They've been there. They've been where you want to go. Then, on September 17th and 18th, you're going to join Mr. Steve Baker and the Game Changers. We're going to invite some guests. And what we're going to do that weekend, so Thursday and Friday, is high impact planning. The Great Game of Business was written by a man by the name of Jack Stack. We talked about that earlier. And some of the Game Changers were with me and Steve Baker. We went up to Missouri. $750 million company. Started as an investment of $100,000, bought a $10 million, $9 million business. They have an amazing process. One of the things you have to do is get your team in the game, and so you learn how to do that. It's not the easiest thing in the world. Also, something else is happening that week, a couple days before that. What might that be? What is it? It's my birthday. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. So we'll have a big party in Destin, okay? All right, and then on December 10th and 11th, Ellen Rohr. How many of y'all were at Ellen's program in December? Keep your hand up. And if it was like over the top, keep your hand up. What'd you say? Ow! That's basically how it was. So we're going to do that again. Ellen's locked in. Steve's locked in. Angie's locked in. I'm locked in. And I know that some of you already have stuff scheduled with us and you can't make every meeting. That's okay. Some of these meetings you need to send your leader without you. Some of these meetings, this is what they need. Two people get to come to each meeting. Okay? They need to be developed. This program is $10,000 for the year. Or you can do four installments of $2,750, or you can do $1,000 a month for 12 months. Those of you who are already in Game Changers, those of you who are in our high-level leadership mastermind already, you're going to get half off if you want to double up, if you want to send some of your people. If you just love us so much you can't live without us, then you can do that. But this is the opportunity for some of you that are not in Game Changers, you're not in any of our masterminds yet. So it's 10 grand. When you do a single investment, you're going to save a couple grand. And I got some bonuses. The offer that we did yesterday was $29.97 for Ellen Rohr's Financial Mastery Vault. You can start learning right now with her stuff. $3,000 free. It's included. The second bonus is that you will get two tickets to one of our beach retreats that we're going to do this summer. Now, I'm going to do one right before Angie Snow. So if you want to come for the whole week, have Angie on 2 days and have the retreat the other 3 days, as we say down there in Alabama, come on with it. Come on with it. You like that one? Look, just look at it. You just got to look at it. You know, when you see a picture like that, you just got to look at it. You just got to look at it. Then you got to get there and you got to, right, Chi? Right, Coach? Right. Got to feel it. These are a few testimonials of just a day with me. Now, we're going to do at the retreat, the beach retreat, we have about 20 people there. And I'm going to walk you through how to create that vision, how to make it a reality. We're going to walk on the beach. We're going to do sandcastle building. And those of you who sign up today, any one of the options, $1,000 a month, 2750, 10 grand. I'm going to give away a Destined Dream Day. That's the $10,000 value. I spend the whole day with you, just me and you and your spouse if you want to. How many of you have done a dream day with me before? Let me see your hands. Okay. Michael, was it worth 10 grand? No. Much more than that. Okay. Listen, I've been there, done that. There's no way possible that I could even share all my experiences and what I know and what we can do in my whole life. So we just need to spend more time together. This guy right here said it's worth $1 million to his business. So that's a total value of $17,498 for only 10 grand. And when you enroll today, we're going to do a drawing. We're going to do a drawing. And someone who signed up for that, for this program, is going to win a dream day. Again, if you're in Game Changers, you're in high-level leadership, you want to double up, even if you don't come to any of the events, I'm telling you, the stuff I'm going to be teaching you on Fridays at 9 a.m. Central is going to be worth the whole package. Somebody's going to win a dream day. By the way, how you feel looking at this picture? There's the Dream Beach down there. There it is up there. There's the infinity pool. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, Lauren, are you telling me that all they have to do to sign up is to scan that QR code? Man, when you got people and processes, makes things easy. We don't have to pass any order forms, anything like that. So on your name tag, click the QR code. And when you do that today, you're going to be in the drawing. Okay? And those of you who are Game Changers or high-level leadership mastermind, you can get with a team. They'll secretly give you a code. Okay? You get a Game Changer code. Don't share it with anybody who's not a Game Changer. Yes or yes?
Yes.
Okay. Who has my first question? We will have several of the dream retreats throughout the summer. We actually have one in the spring in April. It's almost full. I think I have two spots left. Week after Easter, April 7th and 9th. And then the other one is going to be, let me count backwards, June 15th through 17th. Then I'll probably do one or two in July and maybe one in August. Okay? Who has my next question? So quiet me either means I'm doing this, let me go so I can go sign up, or it means that we don't get it, or it means I'm hungry. So hopefully it's just number three, okay? Yes.
What if you sign up for Game Changers and this?
You're gonna get a discount on this. You get 50% off. So those of you who are Game Changers, you're already paying for Game Changers. Y'all are up for renewal. It's just 5,000, it's not 10,000. They just add 5,000 onto what you're already paying. You guys' case, since y'all are, re-signing up for Game Changers, it'd be 15 or payments if you want to do that. All right. So anything else? That's it. If you have questions about the program, please see me or my team. Thank you very much.